22. Goodbye, Daddy. Mr. Wopple was putting his 3-year-old daughter Faluta to bed. He told her a story and then listened while she said her prayers, which she ended by saying, God bless Mummy, God bless Daddy, God bless Grandma, and goodbye, Grandpa. Why did you say goodbye, Grandpa? Mr. Wopple asked Faluta. The little girl replied, It just seemed like the thing to say. The next day, Grandpa suddenly died. Mr. Wopple remembered his daughter's prayer and thought it was a strange coincidence. A few months later, he was again putting Faluta to bed and listening to her prayers, which she ended by saying, God bless Mummy, God bless Daddy, and goodbye, Grandma. How strange, thought Mr. Wopple. But the very next day, Grandma died. Oh my gosh, Mr. Wopple thought. This is uncanny. This couldn't be a coincidence. My kid must be in contact with the other side. 2 weeks later, as Faluta was going to bed, Mr. Wopple heard her say, God bless Mummy, and goodbye, Daddy. Mr. Wopple nearly had a heart attack. Little Faluta had been right about Grandpa and Grandma, so she was probably right about Daddy. Terrified that he was going to die suddenly, Mr. Wopple couldn't sleep that night. He tossed and turned and jumped at every sound. He got up at the crack of dawn to go to his office. He was nervous all day long. He refused to eat lunch in case the food was poisoned, and he constantly watched the clock. Maybe if I can survive until midnight, I'll be okay, he thought. I feel safe in my office, so instead of going home at the end of the day, I'll just stay here and drink coffee until after midnight. Then I'll go home. The night went by as slowly as molasses dripping up a hill, and Mr. Wopple's stomach was tied up in stress-related knots. He hadn't been this upset since the time he thought his wife had been cheating on him, although he could never prove it. Finally, midnight arrived, and he was still alive. He breathed a sigh of relief and went home, driving very carefully the whole way. When he got home, his wife said, I hope you never have to work this late again. Mr. Wopple said, I don't even want to talk about it. I've just spent the worst day of my life. His wife answered, You think you've had a bad day? You'll never believe what happened to me. This morning, the mailman dropped dead on our porch. Question. What's so funny? A. Faluta was wrong this time. B. Mr. Wopple's wife had been cheating on him.